Hey everyone, this sideshow has lots of swears, but listen anyway, okay?
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramisferum. Hi, Issa Rae.
Hello.
You've done a few public radio interviews, right?
I have, and a couple in this very studio. Not this room, but here.
I did notice that you're a big fan of the Morning Edition theme song.
I grew up on that. My parents used to play it in the car, and I hated it then. But then, of course, I grew up and, like, love. I love it. It is my jam.
Do you want to do a little duet right now? Because I kind of love it, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Are you about to start? Who's leading?
Should we just, like, why don't you do, like, a one, two, three, and... That was good.
Yes.
I think we have a future
in nothing.
In getting the least views possible on YouTube.
I was also laughing, so it wasn't my best. I'm sorry, Morning Edition.
You could probably get like 12 views off that.
Easily. My parents.
That was a little awkward, but awkward is actually Issa Rae's jam. She's the creator, writer, director, and star of a web series called Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl. All of the episodes are up on YouTube and have millions of views. And there's already a video of Issa poorly singing the Morning Edition theme. Even that one's got like 20,000 hits. Turns out people really love awkward. But Issa didn't know that when she uploaded her first episode in 2011. It starts out with Issa rapping to herself in her car, but then at a stop sign, a friend pulls up right next to her.
Awkward moment. What's the protocol for repeatedly running into someone at a stop sign?
Jane missed you.
Oh my god.
Hey, I totally didn't even
see
you.
It's been so long.
I know, right?
No, seriously. What the fuck is it?
Well, I guess I'll see you at work.
Shit. Are you supposed to acknowledge them every time? And how many fake laughs are acceptable before it becomes too much?
Issa runs through all the options to keep this awkward experience as brief as possible.
Is it rude to do the dramatic slowdown? Or what about the fake phone call? There's only so long I can hold a fake conversation.
No, I'm talking. Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
The video doesn't have the best production values, the sound's off at times, and the camera work is sort of spotty, but Issa really sells it. Her voice is real, honest, and unvarnished.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Jay, and I'm awkward and black. Someone once told me those were the two worst things anyone could be. That someone was right. Where do I start? 3 months ago, I shaved my head. My boyfriend, D, the only guy I've ever loved, had just broken up with me.
You know what? I can't do this no more. I can't. I'm not happy. I'm uncomfortable. I don't even think you're happy. I just gotta go.
So I needed a fresh start. And to me, a fresh start meant crying in the mirror, cutting all my hair, getting drunk at the company holiday party, and sleeping with this guy, A, my coworker.
Awkward Black Girl got a lot of love, and big things started happening very quickly for Issa Rae. The show got picked up by Pharrell's I Am Other YouTube channel. She got a book deal and started developing a show at HBO. She pretty much founded her own TV network online. Issa has built this awkward empire on a lot of her own experience. She had trouble fitting in when she was younger because her family moved around a bunch.
We lived in Senegal for a while, and so coming from, you know, West Africa to Potomac, predominantly white neighborhood, was just pretty jarring. And I just didn't know, like, how to be black in a way. And my older brothers would always get on me about that, like, you know, you're kind of a white girl, and a Jewish girl specifically, because all my friends were Jewish.
And were you watching Blossom or something? Or what were you doing?
Yeah, actually. I mean, I like the theme song, but I wouldn't watch the full episode. My mom wouldn't let me. She had enough. She was like, she drew the line at Blossom. She was like, that's
enough. Put Fresh Prince back on.
Put Fresh Prince. That's it.
I mean, when there's like an Issa Rae biopic, what's going to be like the really funny scene?
Definitely trying to rap. I mean, trying to dance at parties and people being disappointed. Because being the only black girl, you know, people are always like, oh, you can do the latest dance moves, right? You can, you know, show us, teach us. And being an idiot and an awkward girl, as opposed to saying like, oh, I don't know how to do that, you're racist for even thinking that, I would just try to play it up and do
the
dances.
You did the Macarena? What'd you do?
Oh, the Macarena was the worst. But no, just things like the Running Man or the Cabbage Patch, even though those were like outdated dances, like I would still try. I would be that token happily, and it's so cringeworthy now.
But at this point, you have to be grateful for all of those cringeworthy experiences, right?
I mean, I guess if you want to look at it like that, they still keep me up. Like, even going from Potomac to then LA, where I again went to a predominantly black school, that was like, that's the stuff that still haunts me today, and that the material that I still draw from in the book, in the shows, everything.
But then you, like, you know, whatever, 15, 10 years later, your web series gets picked up by Pharrell Williams, which is like the ultimate cred, right?
Yes, absolutely. And he completely got it and understood. Like, Pharrell was like, you know, I've been trying to pitch myself as an awkward black guy and nobody believes me. And I was like, I believe you. I really don't. He's too fine to be like awkward to me. But
so he picks you up for I Am Other, which is his YouTube channel, right?
Yes, he took on our second season.
And you get a bigger cast and better production and you get a little more awkward maybe?
Yeah, definitely a little more awkward. That's always the case. But yeah, he really helped to elevate our second season and was just extremely supportive about the vision and making sure that nothing was changed, because he had heard stories about people trying to change it who wanted to pick it up. And he was like, I don't want to do anything. You can keep saying nigga. You can just do you. Just be awkward. And I was like, that's all I know how to be. Thank you, Pharrell. So
was that an issue that people wanted to fund you, but they wanted you to change the language?
The language, the cast, definitely the edginess. There were some networks interested in it. And, you know, I knew from jump that I never wanted it to be a network show, because I love the raw aspect. I love how organic and kind of edgy the show is, because it's true to life. It's real. So, and I love my friends being in it. So any suggestions to do otherwise were just like never considered, really.
I want to play one of my favorite scenes from season 2, which features you and your best friend in the show. She's helping you get prepped for a job interview.
Okay. No, Cece, I don't have a syndrome or a disorder or a case of some stupid shit. I just have a case of
excuses.
Why can't Cece lie to me? Why aren't these Cheetos hot? Why am I whining?
I was gonna say a case of horny.
It's still an excuse. Look, I know you want White Jay to rub you down with some sensual lotions from Eden's Fantasy, massage and kiss you from midnight to morning light.
Has Cece been reading Eric Jerome Dickey again?
But if you really are serious about getting a new job, you've got to focus. When distraction bursts through the door, channel your inner Chrissy and clobber the shit out of it like it's Kimbella. Punch that bitch. Say it with me. Punch that bitch. 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 Punch that bitch.
So you definitely didn't tone down the cursing.
No, I mean, once you tell me that I have, you know, leeway, then I'm going to take that leeway.
Sure. So what was the advantage of having like a little more money along with the freedom? What did you guys do that you couldn't do before?
Well, one, be able to pay the cast and crew. Like, we had such a down cast and crew that were working for either nothing or pennies for the first season. So we were kind of able to double up the second season around and then be able to get access to locations that we couldn't. Like, I was really limited to, like, my apartment or my friend's apartments and things like that to shoot. And the storylines would have to be limited to locations we could have access to for free.
So since Awkward Black Girl hit, not only have you been picked up, but you've started tons of other series, or you're like producing them or you're writing them, whatever it is. Were these all ideas that you had, or were these things that people were into your work, you thought, well, what else can I do?
Yeah, like I've been able to create shows that like The Choir, for example, is a show that I was sitting on around the same time as Awkward Black Girl, where I was like, I want to make this show happen, working with other content creators to help them produce new shows that I just happen to love and be a fan of. Awkward Black Girl was a gateway to being able to do that.
I love that you have an entire series dedicated to the experience of hooking up with your roommate.
Yes, that was yet another another collaboration where that actually happened to the creators of that show. She was hooking up with her roommate and it just ended up being horrible, as one would imagine.
Things got a little weird around the house, right?
No, they did not get weird, okay? They just
weird. I know.
Okay, so how do I handle the situation?
Handle it! You are the owner, along with yours truly, of your own business. That is your house, he pays you rent, collect the check, and pretend like it never happened because it didn't.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna handle it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take my power back because I own that place.
All right.
He just rented, right?
Because
right. Mm-hmm. Guess what? He ain't never gonna get this.
Never.
All right, y'all.
That's it, man.
You're in control. You run the show.
Mm-hmm.
I got 20 on her roomie lover friend hitting that again.
No. I'll raise you 50.
Oh. All right.
So you're not just producing shows like this one, Roomie Lover Friends. You pitched a show to ABC with Shonda Rhimes. How'd that go? Not so well?
Yeah, I mean, working with them was amazing, but it was my first time working with a network and getting that experience. I know not to be a pushover in a sense, and I felt like very much like I was a pushover with the studios and networks, just because this is my first time. They're giving me a chance. Like, okay, if they don't get this idea, whatever, I'll just change it. But I know that if the show gets picked up, then I'll be more vocal. And there was always this like if then dynamic that I shared that allowed me to just put my feelings aside and my creative wishes aside just to kind of please them. And that kind of sucked.
You had this weird experience with ABC, but then you go to HBO. Better?
Definitely better. Oh, my gosh. I mean, my only gripe is just how slow it is, because they have all the time in the world. They're just like, look, we have Game of Thrones and we made Curb. You're going to work on our schedule. And I'm so used to just, you know, I have an idea. I'm going to write it. I'm going to shoot it and put it out there and it's there. But this model has been, like, it's definitely been teaching me to write. I mean, writing is rewriting for sure.
Mm.
And to think about, like, the legacy of HBO and having, like, their first series starring an African-American woman would be amazing.
And what's the nature of the show you're working on there?
It's called Nonprofit. It's about a girl who doesn't know who she is and where she's going, who works at a nonprofit by day and aspires to be a rapper by night.
That sounds great. Are you the girl?
I am the girl.
Oh man, do you have any of those verses in your head?
I do.
Could you?
No, don't you dare. Oh. We already did this. You got the NPR theme, us being off tune together, so.
Okay, fine. How did you feel when Lena Dunham got so much grief for not casting any black people in Girls? Did you want her to shoehorn some black characters in, or did you just want to see something else on TV?
I just want to see different shows and different voices. Like, even with Lena, like, it wasn't her fault that was her experience at all. Like, those are her friends. Those are the stories that she knows. I think that
right.
The fault was, like, nobody else was the red flag. Like, hey, this is Brooklyn. Shouldn't there at least be some, like, background characters who are of color? So, like, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's an experience that's authentic to her. And so what I want to see are just varying experiences that aren't just like white people's experiences. And I think that's entirely possible. Like, we had an era of it for a while and then we didn't. I was just talking about that with someone this morning, like a show like Living Single and even Fresh Prince, like everybody watched those shows. I just want there to be a genuine desire to put different stories out there.
So as a 29-year-old who's already got a successful YouTube network, has worked with Pharrell and Shonda Rhimes and is hanging out at HBO, do you still even have a dream job? Like something you want so badly that you won't tell anyone about it?
I do, actually. I mean, it has to do with what we just talked about. I want to tour the world doing hood rap music with my friends.
Is that for real?
I really do.
You want to rap?
Yes, I do. Sean, thank you so much for having me on the show. You don't even know, but I'm about to go ho.
Thanks for listening to Sideshow. You can check out a bunch of Issa Rae's work at colorcreative.tv. Some of my favorites will be at pri.org/soundworks. Thanks to Kathy Merritt at PRI, to David Krasnow and Jenny Lawton on the 9th floor, and to
Alana Harper,
who introduced me to Issa Rae's Awkward Empire. We miss you, Alana.
Sideshow is supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
That was dope.
They were great.
He was on it, boy.